caused them lots of trouble doing that, Jerry.
They changed their number.
If you were doing that to my employees and telling them they could take the whole week off.
A couple times they changed their, they had a number, they had a special number to call in, you know, for that type of thing. And we'd been there long before they had their number, and they didn't think about having, you know, we had literally dozens of people calling all times of night and day. And I didn't know whether, of course, I didn't have caller ID back then, so I didn't know whether somebody called. The plant was only about a mile away from me, so I could, you know, I could just jump in the car and be there in, you know, less than 5 minutes. And, being if we had a problem or something broken down or something, I worked all hours, you know, going to the airport, picking up parts and that sort of thing when I was there. But, you know, I had a call. It was like one of those things where you know, they expected somebody to be there, but I got tired of taking calls. So I called them up several times. I said, your number's one digit off mine. I said, I keep getting all kinds. Well, we're sorry. I said, well, I thought to myself, I said, well, you know, I said, I think I may just do something like this on my own. It took a couple of times. And I think one time they called back and said, we think there's a problem with the number. I said, there sure is. I said, I've had this number for years. I said, you guys put this special number in for call-ins and didn't think about one being one digit off for somebody in the same area. So they changed it, and I didn't have any more problems out of that.
Well, we used to be one digit off in the bowling alley when we lived in Simpsonville. And they would call and say, you got open bowling tonight? Yeah, come on down. You know, just, you know, anything. You know, one time this lady called in sick and you know, wanted us to tell the supervisor, oh, yeah, we'll take care of it, no problem, you know. We got so many calls, and this was back in the, you know, 80s before we had caller ID, and we had landlines. We didn't have cell phones, and it was funny. It was hilarious. And we moved from Simpsonville, from West Georgia Road to Berea, and I'll be doggone, we had our number forwarded, and I'll be doggone if we didn't get one more call from the bowling alley. And then we changed our number.
And Dave's still about a half a level off.
Guys, I'll talk to you again in a little bit. Info DJC.
See you later. Go ahead, Tom.
See you later, Jerry. Did you hear my comment about being a half a bubble off there, Dave?
I'm half a bubble. But, I mean, you know, somebody's going to call the wrong number. You know, if they can't dial the right number, then they're going to suffer the consequences if they talk to me. Because, I mean, you know, it just gets annoying after a while, you know, back in the day. So, anyway, I don't know whatever happened to that poor lady that called in sick. I hope she didn't lose her job, but she can't dial the right number. She probably don't need no, she probably couldn't do her job anyway.
Here, go ahead.
I'm KO4HKX. I'm just listening for a minute. Go ahead.
Rogers. Well, don't be surprised if you dial my place and your number tells me who it is. Now I'll answer. Ruby's Bar. Ruby here.
Yeah, all the time. You know, corner pocket, Dave Paul speaking, stuff like that.
Well, when my brother and I was stationed in San Diego together, he was down at the port and I was at the Naval Air Station on North Island, and I used to do that, and one day I called him for something, and he says, and he had a long spill with it, he says, Dean's Van Lines, and boy, it took me, I hung up, and I got to thinking, oh boy, he turned the tables on me, Dave.
It can work both ways, that's for sure. The nice thing about cell phones is, you know, the the number's programmed in there, and you don't have to dial it. You just hit call. So, there's a lot of people's phone numbers. I don't even know what they are because I never dial them. So, I just hit call and, you know, pull their name up, hit call, and boom, there they are. So, unless I enter the number wrong, but I usually have them call me, and then that way I can enter the information and know I've got it right, because it'll receive the correct number, and then you just fill in the blanks of who it is.
Yeah, it's revolutionized things. I remember when I first was getting to know Bernice, her mom was on a party line. You had to wait till whoever else was talking to quit before you could get on there. How many was on that, Bernice? Six? Something like that? Around six or so. It was kind of a different day, that's for sure, Dave. I don't get too many of those bad calls anymore. I get stuff in my junk email on my iPhone that I have no idea where it come from. But nonetheless, well, the sunspots went down again, Dave. They had come up and then they went down. So that kind of stinks, you know.
You said what went up and then it went back down? Those socks.
Oh, the sunspots, they kind of took a dive for the worst here. They were coming up. They'd been up to 75, and now they kind of went back down. I just decided to make an unscheduled stop here, Dave, for a second. Joey's Fireworks, so I'll catch you back in a few minutes. Sender LTR.
KB4CPA. Patrick, are you still in there? Oh, still in there. This is KB4CPA Mobile.